The children are actually going to stay in with us this morning, because this morning's going to be a morning where we're sharing testimony of what we saw God do throughout this summer. Now, you've heard, those that are members here have heard for a number of weeks us talking about vacation by serving and the opportunities to serve together. Well, that all started this past spring when Prudence Baldwin, our children's minister, had an idea. Her idea was to transform our traditional VBS, which was Vacation Bible School. It was primarily an inwardly focused program for our children of our church, into Vacation by Serving, an outwardly focused opportunity for we, the body of Christ, to serve together, children with adults across generations. She presented that idea, and your ministry team leaders jumped at that idea, pursuing many different opportunities to serve throughout these past 8 weeks of summer. There was service through playing musical instruments, walking for causes, mentoring and teaching, preparing meals, doing housework, and doing yard work, and then just being present for others. Through all of that, members of Redeemer served all across our community this summer, and some in other countries. At the beginning of the summer, Prudence put a thermostat on the wall with a goal of 1,000 hours, and slowly the red line increased each week. Well, as of this past Saturday, we still don't have all the hours counted, but she set a goal of 1,000 hours, and we're at somewhere close to 1,200 hours served across this body of Christ. And I give praise and glory for that to God, because it's not about us. It's not about us being great or us doing great things, but it's about the God we serve that invites us to love Him first and then love our neighbor as ourself, to be His hands and His feet as we serve. So my desire this morning is that we would give praise to God as we give testimony to what God did in our midst. So as we do, I'm asking the ABCs of testimony that they be audible, brief, and Christ-centered. We're going to have some microphones. We have a few prepared testimonies, and then we're going to open it up. And if you're going to give a testimony, it doesn't have to be at one of the events that we did for service. It may be something that you did on your own or as a family. But the questions to answer are, what did you do to serve? Now, this might not be the entire itinerary of every little thing that you did. Consolidate it a little bit. What did you do to serve? And then, either where did you see God as you served, or how did God impact you, or how did God impact those you served? So as we begin this time, let me open us with prayer. Lord Jesus, I ask that this time would be glorifying to You and not about us. I ask that Your Holy Spirit would guide us in this time, that You'll bring encouragement, that You'll bring challenge to us, that You'll bring conviction, and that Your Word among us would be living and active. And we pray these things, Jesus, in Your powerful name. Amen. So what I observed as we served was multiple generations serving together. I observed relationships growing across generations as we served together as a community. And in the midst of sharing meals together, this past week we had meals Monday night to Friday night together, and different people cooked and different people ate, and community was grown as we interacted. But here were a couple of the organizations that we served this summer. Hubbard House, White Farms, which is, I still don't know what part of the city that's located in. Moncrief, in the Moncrief areas of the city. Duval Charter School at Bay Meadows, World Relief, Open Door, City Rescue Mission, Florida Baptist Children's Home, and I missed Catholic Charities, and I think there may have been one or two others that we served in. Honduras. And the trip to Honduras that a few of our young people and adults went on. So for our first opportunity, do you have the recording of John? Is it ready to go? Okay, we recorded my son John giving a testimony as to what he did. He gave it this morning, but he's now at home. So I wanted to share his testimony with you, and then I think we're going to hear from the Berger family. So if one of you wants to speak something about Honduras too, you're welcome to. But John came prepared. And by the way, he turned 15 today, so yeah. I had alternative motives for putting him up there.
Well, as my dad said, I came totally prepared. I'm just going to wing it. Well, so we went to Honduras, and oh, it's up there. So we were there, and we were building pilas, which are basically their sinks, their bathrooms, and stuff like that. And well, whenever we were going up to the villages and riding around, it was a lot of driving. But we were going up, and we saw the villages, and we went into one of the houses, and it was just hard rock floors. It was, they were hanging up clothes, and there was a lot of stuff around, and they were really dirty and not really like our houses. But it was really impactful, and it was, we were carrying bricks up hills, and God impacted me and others. Like, whenever you want to move something, you either do it yourself or call a moving company to do it for you. And well, on one of the days, we drove up, took a bunch of cinder block, and we carried some on our shoulders up a pretty steep hill. And it was really tough. It was really hard for me to get up the hill. And I would just look over, and I see people carrying two cinder blocks on each shoulder and just walking up the hill. And I'm like, I'm carrying one. How are you doing this? And we got up the hill, and it was just amazing on the looks on their faces, and they were very thankful that we were doing that. And that's all I have.
Thanks, John. So John went to Honduras with the Nichols family, with their two boys, and Joel and Kim Nichols. And the pilas, the goal was during the summer in these remote villages with dirt floors, no running water, the pilas collect rainwater, and then they can use the rainwater for washing or for bathing or for cleaning their dishes. And as of, I think, a week ago, all of the homes in the villages that they were ministering to now have completed pilas. But the humorous thing was, John was referring to the others carrying two and three cinder blocks on each shoulder as he carried one. Those were the 100-pound Honduran women in flip-flops going up the hills alongside him. So it was a learning experience for all those that were there. Now I'm going to turn it over to the Berger family, and we have a microphone over here. So who's going to talk?
Maybe I'll talk. I don't
know. Okay. Hey, why don't you come over here so that they can see you? Come on, Lucas, you get to be out front, buddy.
We do have five people in our family.
Come on. She was okay, so we participated in several things throughout the week. My only opportunity was on Tuesday at the City Rescue Mission. I'd never been there before, never even served food before, but came away pretty impressed with the organization. We went to the McDuff Avenue site. About 20 to 25 of us, anywhere from 6 months old to much older, came. McDuff Avenue, they have a program for drug and alcohol rehab, and so they call the students there. So we served lunch to the students. We prepped in the morning, all morning. We served at lunchtime. We had good conversation. And the youth actually sang a lot of songs during lunch. That was kind of fun. There was a guitar on site, so we had a guitar and we had a lot of singing. And I think, as one person mentioned, that was kind of different for them to have the singing. So maybe people come and serve all the time, but they enjoyed the singing part of it. So I would say this week kind of affirmed for me that we should be doing this more often, whether life groups, families, men's or women's groups. It was very exciting for me, and it just kind of affirmed that and God kind of worked all week through this. Justin?
Okay. My favorite part was the white farm on the first day of vacationing by serving. I like packing the backpacks, and I like picking up the pine cones because we might go back there on Christmas to make the... What were we making?
Decorations.
Lucas?
You can say it, it's okay. Okay. Lucas's favorite thing was delivering cookies to the police station because he, at least as of right now, wants to be a police officer when he grows up.
On a motorcycle.
So he really enjoyed getting to go into the station, and even though we were a little late and missed the big group that was there, the officers were very thankful that we'd taken the time to think about them and pray for them. I think the prayers meant more than the cookies, honestly. So are you going to talk? No. Okay. So for me, we got to do several of the different things. What Sarah would say if she was talking was that her and some friends were playing at some assisted livings with their strings group, and it was such a blessing to the residents to have them come in. They love seeing young people, and I really felt like God used that time to touch their hearts, so that was a big deal for us. Honestly, my biggest thing the whole week was seeing how easy it was. I think it's really easy to sit back and have your faith and not have your acts and say, oh, people need to be helping, but not really look for opportunities to do it yourself. So for me, it was great. We had little children at every event, and they were just brought in, and they were a blessing to everyone that was there. And it was just really affirming to be with my family in Christ and be the hands and feet and see we can do this and it's not hard. And it was such a blessing for every group we were there with. So that's all I got.
That's an example of when they baked cookies here, we had little ones all the way to older ones cooking together and then delivering to the police officers and to the firefighters. And at the City Rescue Mission, we had little ones who weren't in the kitchen, but they were making placemats for each of the residents. And the residents loved the placemats. And then those that cooked interacting with the residents that were working in the kitchen. So it really was cool to see the multi-generational aspect of that. Now I'm going to open it up and give anyone else an opportunity to share maybe what they experienced or how God struck them in a time of service this summer. Amy, I'll hit you while I'm over on this side.
Is this on? Okay. My favorite part of vacationing by serving was also the City Rescue Mission. And I honestly knew we were going there to serve, but I didn't know what a joy it was going to be to me and my family to speak with the students, see the good work, I mean, that these brave people are doing in the lives of so many. But then also the worship led by our youth. And honestly, I don't think it would have been as much of a blessing to me had I not had so many people from this family with me. Because, I was a little nervous at first, but it was wonderful. And also, I've been praying that I would find ways for my children to serve and also see a different side of life than what they have. And, even though they're very small, I think they really, it kind of clicked this week. So, they loved pouring out love onto those placemats for those people, singing songs. I mean, I saw many students in tears, singing along, clapping. And then also, I've been praying that God would, bless their friendships, that they would make godly friends. And I saw those friendships just flourish this week. We've been coming here for years, but this week I just really saw a lot of blossoming of friendship between my children and other Redeemer children. So thank you for this opportunity.
See Mickey back here.
I volunteered with World Relief.
along with Anna Kay and Prudence and several other people. I need to preface this a little bit, going back ways. When I was at St. David's Episcopal Church, Charlie and Francis were there, Jean and Dan were there. This was before Rick and Carol. We had a home group, a life group, that sponsored a refugee family, several, actually. One of those people, individuals, was Michelle Clough. Michelle Clough now is in a position that she may be the director of World Relief at some point in Jacksonville. So it was good to renew our friendship. Dan and Jean, you know Michelle. I was a little hesitant because I know how deep you can get when you deal with refugees. But this was a summer camp for children. So I said, okay, I'm going to sort of kind of filter in and not be too conspicuous. My thought process was, Lord, now, it really wasn't a prayer, but I was thinking, Lord, don't send me a Muslim kid and don't send me a behavior problem, being a teacher. Well, the Lord in his wisdom, no, you know what happened. I got attached very closely to Mohammed from Afghanistan and Patrick from the Sudan. Patrick was the behavior problem. Mohammed was the Muslim. And I will say, I still believe politically that we need to vet our refugees. I do believe that. But while they're here, we have an obligation, I think, as Christians, to show the love of Christ to them. And so I hope at some point I can continue this. And we're talking about sponsoring refugees and the Good Neighbor team here at Redeemer. And so I hope and look forward to that. Thank you.
I think I saw Melissa's hand up over there.
About a few months ago, I was asking the Lord how I was to encourage my daughter to use the gift of music that he has given her. And as a result, a string quartet was formed. Natalie Taunton, Sarah Berger, and another little guy called Noah Hayes. And one of our first events was to go to the atrium, and I had the privilege of sitting next to a woman named Frankie. And little did we know that it was Frankie's birthday. And Frankie was a minister's wife. And she was only, her husband had died a year and a half ago. And she really wasn't expecting to have a birthday celebration. And she didn't really want to tell people. And so after the concert, she leaned over and said, guess what? Today is my birthday. And she's like, get chocolate chip cookies. And she was very excited because the kids made some cookies. But what was really neat is that the kids stayed and they played for her own little concert. Mm. And so we were able to gather around her and play Happy Birthday. And Sean and I and Natalie were able to stay a little bit later and just talk with her. And she said, you know, when I woke up this morning, I had no idea that I would be celebrated today. And there's a verse that I think about. It says, let us not grow weary in well-doing, especially for our brothers and sisters in Christ. And for her, it was a very happy birthday. Mm. So I'm very thankful that we had the privilege to do it.
My name is Lillian, and this is my sister, Catherine. We belong to the Switzerland, or not literally belong to, but we belong to the Switzerland Dance Company. And every year we do an annual recital, and this year, a while ago actually, but it was this year's recital, sorry. And there was a big tropical storm, and we always have it at UNF, and UNF actually closed its campus, so it had to be rescheduled. But I believed and I prayed to the Lord that on Wednesday, when it had been rescheduled too, more people would be able to come, and we actually had a bigger turnout than we ever could have on Monday. So I truly believe that that was the Lord's work, and I'm very thankful for it.
As my sister said, we belong to the Switzerland Dance School Company, and every year the older girls, the seniors and the juniors, they go to Peru. And me and Lily, obviously, were not allowed to go. But every year the older girls, they always go to Peru, and they only insisted to go once, but they ended up going for the fourth year this time. So every year they go and they perform in schools and they perform in churches, and actually my sister and I are very excited because we were actually the first, some of the first mini movers, because this past year was their very first year of mini movers, and mini movers is basically the young, mini movers is the youngest group in company. So me and Lily are, we're honestly proud to be the first mini movers, so.
Let me get Judah first and then you, John.
I have to say that my favorite thing was at the City Rescue Mission when we got to serve all those homeless people, and that was fun, and I think that made an impact on my life. We also, we didn't have a cajon or drums or anything, so we improvised by using a table. And the guitar was awesome. It was like clad in American colors. It was awesome. And Joshua really played that thing nicely.
For vacation, by serving, we put school supplies in backpacks for Hubbard House. We wanted all kids to know they are loved by God.
We did one night after dinner, we packed the backpacks. Hubbard House is a shelter, and those that are living there have had to say goodbye to everything. And so they're locked in the shelter for their safety, but they have a full, Duval has teachers in a school there, so we packed backpacks for them. And Christy told us when the backpacks arrived, the parents were so excited, it was a little bit like Christmas morning, she said. We didn't think we were going to get school supplies, and we didn't think, and so just the kids loading these backpacks after dinner, kids and adults together, was an incredible blessing to Hubbard House and to the families that are there. Now, maybe one more. Two more.
We've been talking about Hubbard House and serving there. And
I'll turn it on this time.
Thank you. I just wanted to tell about Karen Ferguson organizing a meal that Melissa and Anna Kay and several of us took down to Hubbard House and served to the women and children there. And it was wonderfully received, and they were just so blessed to be served that way.
Hubbard House mentioned that that was the first meal that they had had of that kind, where an outside church brought a meal in to the residents. And it's not a Christian organization. They were a little nervous. How's this going to work? And it was such a blessing to the residents that the staff is excited about doing it more. And so we may have more opportunities to cook meals as a family and then to deliver them for them to have a community meal together. But that was an incredible blessing from those crock pots that went to Hubbard House. Now, Lynn.
It is on? Okay. I just wanted to say that we did not participate in Vacationing by Serving, but we were inspired at the beginning of the summer when all of this was announced, and then Prudence and others posted opportunities. So we made it fit into our schedule, and Liliana and I also volunteered at World Relief, and we kind of put in our schedule for 4 Wednesdays in a row. And doing that, we were able to connect with the same kids kind of over and over again. And like Mickey said, I teach, but I specialize more in math, and I got stuck with, or offered the opportunity to work with refugees who needed help with their English. So I became an English teacher. So God does work in mysterious ways. But the cool thing I think about the opportunity at World Relief was that ever since I graduated from college, I had always wanted to serve, but I'm a wimp. And so every time I thought about it, I got talked out of it. Every time I signed up for a mission trip, I backed out. So that has weighed on me for years and years. And when we had our missionary from Sweden come and speak, and then that coincided with the World Relief, God just kind of hit me on the head and said, you don't have to go overseas. The world is coming to you right here in Jacksonville. Yeah. So now you have no excuses. You can serve. And I took that pretty big hint, and it was a really great experience. Liliana and I are thinking about doing it again next summer, and we have the name of the lady who runs that whole camp for the summer. So I would encourage you, even if you can't do your volunteer time during the scheduled week, to find other opportunities, because you'll really be blessed.
That's a great lead-in. I didn't bribe her to say that, but the purpose, our excitement as a ministry team and as a leadership team at Redeemer, is that this wouldn't just be a one-week thing or 1 week a year, but that this would become part of who we are at Redeemer. That we wouldn't be known for the fact that we're followers of Jesus who go to church, who just go to church, who just read their Bibles, but that we would be known by our faith in action as we are Jesus' hands and feet, as we do reach out to our neighbors, to the lost, to the broken, as we look for opportunities to serve together. In the upcoming weeks and months, you're going to see more opportunities presented to serve. And we're encouraging people to serve not just as groups of children or groups as adults or by ministry groups, perhaps, the Altar Guild or ushers, that you would be looking for opportunities, but that we would have multi-generational opportunities. The beauty of one of the dinners that we had was you had little Hannah Ragland, who was about 8 or 9 months, toddling around having a long conversation with Betty Stitch, who was here, 95. We had them serving together. I like the way Hebrews referred to Abraham. Therefore, from one man and him as good as dead were born descendants as many as the stars of heaven. That we're not done. I'm not saying that anyone here is as good as dead. But there does come a time when we may begin to think, well, I'm not able to do this anymore. We saw the effects of service across generations, but together across generations. And that's my vision for us as we move forward. That they wouldn't just see our faith, but that they would see our faith in action, that they would know that we're followers of Jesus by how we live, by how we reach out, that it'll be a part of who we are. We're going to be having opportunities to serve evenings and weekends. We're going to be announcing them so that depending on your schedule, your work schedule, your family schedule, that as Lynn said, you'll just show up. God probably won't use you the way you think he will. Well, I'm a math teacher, so it'll be math. God tends to use us in ways to show that he's God. We need to be willing to join him in that work. So that's our hope. And that's our hope for our faith to be seen in this city. Jesus, we pray by your power that this will be true of Redeemer, that we will be your people, visible by how we live, that we're different from the world, and it's not because of who we are, but because of who you are. And we pray these things, Jesus, in your powerful name. Amen.